Okay, so our chat meeting for today. It's the third meeting. Thank you all for being here. So first off, we'll start with Aim for Success surveys. We did that on April 24th, was when they came up and spoke. And there's the polling part for the grades 3 through 5, and then the abstinence for the rest, which we did sixth grade this year, and I thought it went really well. Something that they need to hear, even though it's hard to hear. I thought they probably handled it the best out of.
I agree. They listened, and the program was done very well at their age level. I thought it was good for them.
Left certain parts out for that we would do for seventh and eighth, and then the high school, see, here's a little bit more. I mean, it's steps up, and so. But I
Do you
thought.
have many parents?
We had, I should have brought that. We had more parents this year than we've ever had.
Sorry, I wasn't there to check off.
It's fine. But yeah, no, I thought, well, for the like abstinence part, we had more parents. We had zero for the bullying part. But
We
there
knew
was
that.
a,
We were there.
we were there. But we, we're very well. Anyway, but there was some miscommunication. There was a parent meeting at the same time, and so we'll just do. I will do a better job of communicating next year, where we don't have multiple things going on at the same time. I didn't realize it till yeah. And I was like, oh shoot. But anyway, that's kind of where we're at.
Do you do the people from Aim for Success? I know that they can't share with, I mean, are we kind of in line with everybody else with
We
where
are.
all other schools are?
Yes. Yeah, we are. In fact, sometimes they'll tell me our numbers are lower than the bigger schools, which is always good to hear, but you always want them to be less. Don't know. They seem to, especially the younger kids, seem to respond well to the bullying aspect of it. And our K through 2 saw Super Friends with Superpowers, but we don't do, obviously, do a survey for them, but they learn how to be kind. Superpowers. They respond well to superpowers because that's where they're at in life. But anyway, yes, the abstinence part, all the comments and stuff are always can be al some of the comments can be alarming, not as many this year as we've had in the past, but yeah, it's hard to see what's really going on. Yes. Yeah.
Answered yes on some of those, and I was like, uh-oh.
For sure. And that is, that's,
Pretty good though.
no. Yeah. So.
I looked at the comments on
Yeah, that
this. So
one.
now I'm looking. The girls 11 to 12? Yeah, that's scary. And I have a
And I do.
because this is obviously probably all anonymous.
It is.
Okay.
And but if I have had them before send me a specific response and tell me exactly what grade level it was from, so there must have been more on this, or that I would have gotten like a alert.
That's what I was wondering, because I'm like,
But
I
let
know
me go.
this
I'll
is
have to go through
anonymous,
that
but
grade and
this
make
might be
sure.
the only way that someone has a chance to, this might be the only way someone has a chance to be comfortable in saying anything to anyone.
Yes,
And
but
so,
yes. And we always give them the option to come talk if they need to, but if y'all have any other questions or comments or concerns or.
So you've had this
Years,
for the past 4 years.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Well,
cool.
there's some things you just maybe you should have listened. But no, the kids really liked him. I don't know if it was the different program, but they thought that he really related to them, and I thought they all have, but it was a different, like, we do a different program every year, so they may have thought this year was really, and they take something different out of every year, and like we've talked about, you know, some here, I have to pay child support, and I don't ever want to do that, and some here, I'm going to get an STD, and I don't ever want one of those. So, anyway. Do y'all still want to do this next year? Everybody good with that? Okay, we are going to try to move it back to the fall. Spring is way too busy. Okay. All right, Shattered Dreams. This is something that, were you still in my shack when we talked about it last time? So we discussed this. Does everybody, Shattered Dreams is the drinking and driving. So the last time we talked about it, I was basically told that we couldn't have kids that were involved in everything involved in Shattered Dreams too. And so I thought that defeated the purpose. So we dropped it at that point. But we have new things going on. So I would like to look at doing it again.
I know it was just an act and stuff, but I thought it was good.
We didn't do it every year, like every other, every third, something like that.
Yeah.
And
we used to do it.
And we have the, like, whatever the statistic is, every
15 minutes.
Okay.
See, that's what we did, was every 15 minutes.
Would literally come and get the person, and they would leave, like,
yes.
They were the statistic.
Do, like, the whole car crash and the
we
ambulance
did.
And the funeral,
yes.
And all of that.
Yeah,
yes.
It was like a big production.
Mm-hmm.
There was, like, wrecked cars.
Mm-hmm.
We had the ambulance
mm-hmm.
out. I think it was the theater kids were, like,
it's a big deal. But so there isn't, like, you have to have a Grim Reaper who comes in and gets the kids every, I don't know what the statistic is now, because
yes.
It's obviously probably greater than every 15 minutes, but...
Mm-hmm.
I have the whole thing, but I haven't, like, actually read through it. I wanted to make sure it was something we were interested in doing. I think we would only want to do it every 4 years because
yeah.
It is so traumatic for some.
Yeah.
That you only want them to have to go through that once.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we, you know, would want to make sure we had plenty of, like,
support.
Like, pastors.
Here to help these kids,
like,
even though it's a real.
I think our pastors could come up and be available. We could probably have some of the counselors from Region 16 come up. Hopefully we'll have, you know, our counselor will be here, and so those things. But it's a lot of work, but I think it's well worth it if we want to try to get it done.
I think, like, my experience right now is a little bit different than y'all's. Mm-hmm. Like, Cole speaks to go to college. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know you're not going to be at college, but don't get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get in the car with somebody who's drinking when you don't get in the car if you've been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's just a good reminder of those types of things. And I think, I don't know, do you think, I don't think we'll have parent pushback. We all think so.
I don't either. And some really, like, I've read through some. Some will tell them that it's coming, and some... or keep it very quiet and never say a word until the day of. And so obviously we'll have to tell some students because they're going to have to be prepared for those things. But we can discuss that as we get closer as to how open we want to be about when it's all happening. With testing, and you always want to, I think we would want to wait till after testing was over, but you also, a lot of people like to do it right before prom. And our prom this year was not after testing. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, timing and stuff will just have to kind of be depending on when we can get it done. But
does somebody come in and kind of help coordinate, or is this all?
It's us.
Okay.
So I do. My brother-in-law works for the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, and they actually are the ones that started all of this.
Okay.
And so he thinks there's still a grant out there. Was going to do some research for me to see if we could still get it. But I could probably, you know, have some of them help guide us since
okay.
They know what we're doing. They, what they're doing, and we, no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know there was like a program. Yeah. Somebody or
someone that came in and like.
No, here's the.
That's the program.
Here's the program.
Oh, okay.
And it tells you what to do all along. And like, there's a student retreat. I don't know if y'all did the overnight thing.
Yeah, actually, and I wasn't in on that. Okay. I think it was the kids that were part of it did the overnight thing.
Yes. It's very, it's an eye-opening experience. I was one of the ones that was, when I was in high school, was pulled in. They go tell your parents and, I mean, the whole thing. And okay. So you want to make sure that it's somebody from every, like, I don't want to say clique, but every group, every, you know, activity, because you want it to be an impact on each set and not just like, oh, here's your athletes. We're just going to focus on the athletes. No, we need to focus on everybody, every aspect. That's my thought.
I agree
but,
with that because a lot of times I think people think that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be easier if someone in a, and this is a small enough school, it won't be difficult to hit someone, to grab somebody from every group.
Right. So, okay. Well, I'll get kind of look through, see exactly what we need to do, how we need to start. You know, it's a lot of parents, so be thinking about who would want to help with that. I don't know if it would necessarily have to be high school parents, but that is much, it needs to, probably needs to be, because, so, okay, well, we will get started on that, because it's going to be, I mean, we'll have to work.
So you're thinking, like, next spring?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. And, you know, we'll contact all the fire EMS,
right.
LifeStar, see if they'll, because sometimes you can get them to fly in and actually land right there.
Okay.
Obviously, if a real call comes in, we're out. But they have landed at the scene, and it's a whole experience.
They did that once for us. Mm-hmm. Really? Wow. And the kid flew off, and then they messaged back that he passed away on the way
right.
to
yeah.
the
it's a whole. Yeah, and then going through, you know, whoever the drunk driver is goes through the jail and actually follows the process of how you actually get booked into jail, and they stay there for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be careful who you pick. And you.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you pick? Is this like a group of adults?
A group,
kind of,
yes.
Okay.
We would all get together.
You got to pick someone that would respect the process and has the support to come home from the jail and be able to talk to mom or dad or somebody, you know,
right.
It can't be someone that just goes home alone or, you know.
Right, yeah, it needs to be, yeah, because they have to have that support of, you've experienced
even though it's pretend, it's as real as it can be, so it's emotional.
Yeah, and even if you know it's coming, because a lot of, like, our parents, when I was in high school, they knew that day it was going to happen, and they were going to be approached by an officer that their child had passed away due to a drinking and driving accident, but they didn't know what time of the day. And they, even though they knew it was coming, just, you never expect to actually hear those words.
Yeah.
So it's.
I'm probably not going to be the mom that needs to hear that because I cry when Bryce comes in from.
Okay, so we'll leave Joe Hines off the list. Cole cannot be a part of it. So that's just something that we'll need to look at and really think about. Lots of thoughts for that.
I think it's something that, you know, we never had the support to do. And so
now we do.
And I will have to approach probably the board. So at the next board meeting, I will present our Aim for Success surveys, as well as, if Dr. Utley is okay with it, present our desire to do shattered dreams here and see what happens. Because obviously we have to have everybody on board.
Right.
I mean, this is a community like support. It can't just be, obviously we want to do it. We see it. In fact, I asked my class just the other day, my juniors, I said, so what do you see as the biggest health need, like, in our district? And they were like, of course, they're medically minded. That's what we've been doing. So they're like, their lungs and their liver. And I'm like, all right. I mean, they just point blank, it was lungs and liver. And I'm like, no, don't tell me what. No, everybody vapes and all the drinking that's going on. And I thought, I mean, I knew what they meant. But for them to actually say it and be willing to kind of call each other out a little bit was, I thought, okay, I think it's time. No, it's a huge issue. Let me look into it. Are we,
is there a consequence if you get caught?
Yes.
I mean, I know it's against the code of conduct, but how do you catch them? Because it just smells fruity.
Well, the few that have been caught, like, we literally found the vape with them.
Like,
or there's
dog
a video.
Found it, or?
No, like, want some. One kid videoed themselves at school and, like, dude, the other one had it, and the teacher walked in the bathroom and saw it. Sometimes, like, a teacher will, I think that kid's, it's like, well, let me go through your bag, please. Let me go show me your pockets. And so they hide it really well. We know a lot of them are doing it, but we haven't caught them all. But yeah, if they get caught, full-fledged pot, they start off with like 15 days of DAEP.
Okay. And I didn't know what the.
Yeah. I mean, they get hit pretty hard. I mean,
rightfully so. I mean, you're just trying to protect them from
it's so bad.
Well, that's on the agenda for the next. I mean, like, there's things that we couldn't.
Okay.
Perfect. But no, I will make sure we have something. There's some good things that we could do.
And I am not, I mean, I know you're super busy with everything, but I mean, like, dribbling little things along the way versus just one big impactful thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that's happening. Are there resources and stuff that we could get for you all and the teachers that would help with that, just, you know, at different age levels.
At the high school, we talk about it. I mean, we just.
Yeah, I get it because you can be very open.
We can be very open.
But at the. I mean, there's probably a way that you have to do it at the junior high, even at the elementary, but those kids are exposed. The little kids are even exposed.
Yeah, I mean, anytime I have a student that someone has accused or said, I mean, they come in and we talk about not only is it against the rule, but how unhealthy it is and how you're too young for this and. You're going to damage your lungs at the ripe old age of 13. Don't do this, you know. But that's kind of as far as
Let me look into it and see if there's something that we have, like a, I don't know. There's got to be something.
Yeah, there's got to be.
Anything else? Okay. We will adjourn at 8:30.